to find out for ourselves may still be an individual truth, wouldn't the ultimate truth, the absolute truth, have the same flavor for everybody? Yes and no, in the sense that personality plays a role. How we experience things is we still perceive it through the lens of our experience. And of course, there's when we speak of ultimate truth or absolute truth, that it's not like a fixed metaphysical entity. And that's why say the Buddha uses the language of the cessation of suffering, the cessation of dissatisfaction, the cessation of defilements. Because once you start defining, what is ultimate truth, or what is absolute truth, then you start developing concepts of some metaphysical entity out there, and you say, well, we experience it through what's important or what is true or clear to us. We still experience it through the lens of our temperament and personality, in the sense that, say, somebody like Sariputta was his expression of it would be the different than, say, Anuruddha, who I was talking about, who was had all these psychic powers and contact with all these other beings. That being said, the Buddha points to one of the characteristics, say, of this teaching and training, or then the fruits of it. And he said it's like the ocean, in that wherever you taste the ocean, it tastes salty. And in the same way, when you taste liberation, it has that taste of liberation. It has that commonality to it, so that the taste of liberation is the same. But again, it's sort of the Buddha I don't think there's anywhere in the suttas where he talks about ultimate truth or absolute truth. It's something that in Buddhist scripture starts to come in the commentaries, and because I think as human beings we're obsessed with ideas, but what the Buddha is trying to point to is experience, and so the experience of liberation is the feeling of freedom, and it's for everybody. It'll have that same flavor.